In this bulletin, the Australian government offers help to a writer detained in China on suspicion of espionage. The US eliminates a special status offering immigrants and their families medical care. And in tennis, Ashley Barty moves one step closer to becoming world number one at the end of the Grand Slam season. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government has promised to advocate strongly for an Australian academic arrested in China to ensure he is treated well. Dr. Yang Huanzhen has been arrested on suspicion of espionage and reportedly held in harsh conditions for 7 months without charge. The government states if the writer and blogger is being detained because of his political beliefs, he should be released. His lawyer, Rob Starry, says Mr. Yang's democracy activism could be the reason behind the arrest. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has requested the basic principle of justice be upheld in pursuing the matter. Union boss John Setka has lost his legal battle to stop his expulsion from the Labor Party. The Secretary of the Construction, Forestry, Maritime, Mining and Energy Union launched a court challenge to prevent the Labor Party from removing him. But the Victorian Supreme Court ruled it wasn't within its jurisdiction to make a decision and ordered Mr. Setka pay costs. Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese says he wants to expel Mr. Setka over allegations he criticised anti-violence campaigner Rosie Batty.
I note that he continues to remain suspended from the Labor Party as a member. That action was taken upon my request by the National Executive Committee some 2 months ago now.
Victorian Labor Premier Daniel Andrews says he's backing the opposition leader's move against Mr. Setka.
You know my position. I support Anthony Albanese's position on this matter. As for who leads the CFMEU, again, I'll make the point very clearly that is entirely a matter for members of that union.
A parliamentary committee has heard more than 2 million people are missing out on voting because they are not Australian citizens. The review into the May federal election has been told 2.2 million permanent residents are not officially citizens. It's estimated the greatest effects are being felt in New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland. The inquiry will also look at the rise of early voting in Australia before the polling date in May. The Donald Trump administration has blocked a special care status for immigrants in an attempt to crack down on new arrivals in the United States. The protection allowing immigrants to stay in the country if they or family members are receiving medical treatment will be eliminated. President Trump has also raised the idea of removing American citizenship rights for babies born in the US to foreign parents. Hong Kong's chief executive wants to stamp out protest of violence through law enforcement and start a dialogue with demonstrators. Carrie Lam has rejected suggestions her government has lost control of protests, initially sparked by a planned extradition bill to mainland China. There were more than 80 arrests over the weekend when police had to draw their weapons to calm the chaos in Hong Kong. Ms. Lam says society can be reconciled through communication, and she wants to serve the people of Hong Kong with humility.
If we continue to tolerate, accommodate and accept demands because of those protests, that would be a very inappropriate and acceptable response from the government.
In Australia, tennis player Ash Barty's latest US Open win against Zarina Diaz places her one step closer to regaining her world number one status. The French Open champion will be trying to claim the top position from Japanese player Naomi Osaka. The world's current top female player will compete against Russian Anna Blinkova in New York on Tuesday. Let's check out the weather across the country for tomorrow. It'll be fine in Perth and 27, showers in Adelaide 14, much the same for Melbourne 15 degrees, showers also for Hobart 14 there. A sunny afternoon in Canberra 16, a shower or two clearing for Wollongong 19 degrees, 20 degrees for Sydney and Newcastle with a shower or two. In Brisbane, much the same, 26 degrees, sunny in Cairns 28 and fine weather for Darwin 33. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.